Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good afternoon and good evening to all my great listeners out there. I love to welcome you all to my wonderful Blog Talk Radio show with my special guest, Mitchell Levy. Mitchell, are you with us this fine afternoon Wednesday?
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Absolutely. I'd like to appreciate you being on the call with us, and I know that I also like to send out a special thank you for your speaking assistant to reaching out to me to having you on our great show. So go ahead and give us a drill down of all about what it is that you do and your following keys as far as what it is that you do.
Oh, absolutely. So I think the thing to take a look at for those who want to see, my name's Mitchell Levy. You could connect to me on, just Google my name, connect to me on LinkedIn. I have a good presence on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. The site that we have is called Aha That. It's ahathat.com. And generally speaking, what we do is we help solve. So let me tell you what I do personally. I like to put tools in the hands of people to help them be successful. And I've got a platform that's the culmination of so many years of work. And I want to tell you the problems we solve. Do you mind, Joseph, can I just tell you the quick and easy buttons that we help people solve?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. So here's some easy buttons. One, to be successful in business today, you need to have a reasonable social media presence. And with that presence, you need to share content. And honestly, 80% of the content you share should be somebody else's. Well, if you go to ahathat.com, there are over 35,000 quotes that you can get access to in seconds and share for free. So that solves one of the easy buttons is where you get good, compelling content. And by the way, while you're doing that, you're also giving attribution to the author, which makes sense. Now, a second thing, and the second easy button we like to say we solve, is you are considered an expert if you've written a book on a particular topic. And many people say, hey, I'm going to write that book when I retire, or I just don't have a couple hundred hours, or if you do a New York publisher, it's 1,000 hours. So what I like to say is we have a platform and a proven process where hundreds of authors have written their books in 8 hours or less. So it's a second easy button we press. So that's what I do. I love to help people make sure that they can increase the visibility, increase their network, generate more business. And largely, I don't even need to be involved because the platform does it for them.
Well, that's awesome.
So that's kind of what I'm doing.
So you have a platform that it sets and all that for these folks.
Yeah, so the platform, if you take a look at ahathat.com, and specifically, if you're curious about authoring a book, you can go to ahathat.com/author. And there's a 7-step process. And in those 7 steps, you could see how straightforward it is for people to actually write. And there's some nice giveaways in there as well.
How long have you been doing this, Mitchell?
The Aha That for about 2 years. It was previously named Aha Amplifier, but I kind of like the, I now have 3 syllables versus 6, and I want people to be thinking about this as a verb. You know, you have an aha moment you want to share. The question is, did you aha that? We also, just for those that are interested, we publish traditional books as well. I've been running a traditional book publishing company. Actually got about 4 different book publishing companies, and we published over 800 titles and been doing that since 2005. But the Aha That platform is unique and new because it combines the power one gets with being the author of a book with the speed to market and awareness one can generate with social media.
Wow, cool. What a way to roll out 2017 with all these fabulous people that are ready to, you know, those that are either just stepping inside of a lot of different types of businesses that I came across in a couple of years past down the road, those getting ready to get themselves out there. Other than what social media sites do you currently or for our worldwide listeners, if they wanted to reach you, where could they reach you on the World Wide Web?
So if you went to LinkedIn, it's probably the easiest. Once again, I think if you just Googled my name, Mitchell Levy, you'll come up with most of the social media sites. So LinkedIn's an easy one. You could say you heard me on the show. Same thing with Twitter. The Twitter handle is Happy About, because you should be happy about working with us. And I've got close to 50,000 followers there. So certainly feel free to reach out there. But LinkedIn is one where we're going to have a further conversation. I'm on Facebook as well, but you got to tell me why we want to connect. You can't just connect to me on Facebook and assume it's going to work. You got to say, hey, I heard you're on the show. I'm interested in the following, and we can make stuff happen. Those are really the three ways. You could also go to ahathat.com, and my email address is there, and we're happy to. My team is very helpful. We go for grade A customer service. And when it's appropriate for me to get involved, I'll absolutely jump in and be part of the conversation.
Beautiful. Sounds beautiful. I really like to send out a special thank you to your speaking assistant. Now, I don't want to mispronounce their name, because they're the one that originally reached out to me at approximately about 10 days ago or so. I know we had a few messages that went back and forth, so I hope that everything went pleasantly well as far as the back and forth, the sending back the emails of coming back. So pronouncing their name for their rights there, how would you pronounce his or their
name? I have to add, it's a she, and I always say Seer, S-E-H-E-R, Seer Khan. But I got to ask her, and hopefully if I have asked her in the past, hopefully I'll remember this time. We do a lot of our communication over Skype, and I just don't – I haven't asked. So I'll have to do that. That's a great question. Can I make a comment about books and some of the people you might have referenced before in terms of people who may want to – one of the thoughts you made is, yes, absolutely plan to, over the holiday season, write a book and come out with it, in the 2017. It'll absolutely help you. But what I really want to say is don't wait. I could tell you countless numbers of authors and tons of stories of people who wrote their book on a Saturday. It really takes 8 hours. And if we're talking about just a social media-enabled ebook, we're talking, it's quick. You can write in 8 hours. We typically take 1 to 10 days to publish after that. We do it cover design, copy edit, content edit. Well, you have to imagine a social media enabled ebook has 140 bite-sized quotes, all of which are showing your expertise, some of which can have URLs that point back to YouTube, SlideShare, squeeze page, top of the funnel content. And so you basically are using this asset, a book. We give you a customized URL that you can then market for yourself. And so one of my favorite stories is somebody who wrote their book. I was speaking to a group of consultants on a Friday, and somebody said, I'm going to do this. I said, okay, let's see. If you actually do this on Saturday, I'll publish it on Sunday. So she said, challenge accepted. So it was a PhD in organizational development. She wrote her book on Saturday. We published it on Sunday. She picked up her first client from the book 10 days later. Wow. That's what books are good for. And it's a great story. I love it. And what's interesting about it, though, and something to think about, is often when we think about the book, we say either, hey, we're not really an expert in this space, or we don't have time to boil the ocean and put it all in. And what I'd say with a book that takes you 8 hours, make it very focused. And so if you want to put a thought in your mind, hopefully this gives you one aha moment, think about that great client you have today, or think about that great client that you want. Think about the problem that client has. Now sit down and write a book that solves that problem. So then when you approach that client or prospect and you say, by the way, I have a book on this topic, is there an opportunity for us to work together? Guess what you've done? you've solved their pain point by being the author of a book. You've got the credibility. Man, it just takes you to the right next level.
Right on. That's a pretty fast turnaround in that short period of time. Now, does that come to them as a hard copy? Do you send that out to them, like, directly to their email? Do they pick that up at a direct location, or how is that sent out to them?
So it is a social – the first format of the book is a social media-enabled ebook. So let me give you three types of ebooks. There's the PDF. And, you know, PDF, we know what that is. And largely we use that a lot of times for lead gen. There's a EPUB. And typically what happens is you create an EPUB version to actually submit a book to Kindle. And then what I'm calling is an AHA book. It's a social media-enabled ebook. It has 140 quotes. And what you can imagine, it's an online book. You go to a website. You'll get a customized URL. The website is ahathat.com. But we'll give you our URL. So, for instance, if you go to aha.pub/aha, aha.pub/aha, it'll be my AHA book on why you should write an AHA book. So if you go there, each one of the quotes, each one of the pages, the 140 pages of the book, the quotes that you have in the book, each one of them are instantly shareable. Click on a button and you share on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+. And so if you're just interested in a social media-enabled ebook, that's really the, you know, the 8 hours to write and 1 to 10 days for us to publish. If you're interested in having it as a PDF or Kindle, that's one of the upgrade options. Or if you're interested in having it as a paperback or hardcover. So out of that, we then format. We encourage you to put it in the sections and write section descriptions. So it's probably about another hour-ish of time on your side. And you can then end up with a physical book with now 10 hours worth of work. And you've got a physical book in paperback and hardcover version. And then we act as publisher. So we publish it and distribute it everywhere. And the cool part, if the book sells and you start making money, the really cool part there is that you get 51% of profit. So once a quarter, we'll send you a royalty statement and a check if appropriate.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Well, I do know that we're running out of some little bit of a time there, so I really appreciate you coming on the line with me. I do, you know, like to send out a special thank you to you as well. I enjoyed your time with me today. I look forward to having you come back on our show, you know, come back and share some other great insight with us. Those that are listening out there, I do know I have one of your websites that came across my board. It's called theahaguide.com. That's theahaguy.com. Go ahead and give Mitchell a little look up. As he said, you can always find him inside of LinkedIn in many areas. I'd like to thank you, Mitchell, at this time. I look forward to having you on again soon, and thank you for your time, and be sure to go ahead and share this with all your great followers and friends. Go ahead and share it back into your LinkedIn page. You'll also follow up through Twitter as well and in Facebook as well. I'll go ahead and send out a feedback to this particular episode in LinkedIn. So go ahead and feel free to be on the lookout for that.
That sounds great. Joseph, nice talking with you. Thanks for having me on the air.
Well, that seems to be an intro.